All right, I want to start reading here, starting at verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, and that is the word of faith which we preach. Or thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. We're talking about changing your world. Changing your world. All right, I want to go a little bit further. Now, this is a very important topic here, as far as I'm concerned, because I see some things that God is wanting to do with the body of Christ. And the body of Christ should be in total command of the earth. I'll say that again. The body of Christ should be in total command of this earth. Now, as we take up from where we were last time, we were talking about this idea of who we are. Because if you don't know who you are, it's very difficult for you to get into the places that we're talking about right now. It demands that you know who you are. And I said to you some things in terms of making a comparison. I said, you are more spirit than you are natural. You are a spirit being having a natural experience. That's what you are. And in fact, you are more in heaven than you are on earth. Now, all that I can prove, but I don't have time for it right now. You are God's offspring. You have come from him, out of him, an exact duplicate of kind. You're starting again where Adam started at the beginning. And God is giving you these things. And you've got to see these things in the Word, because this is what Jesus came to do. He came to set himself as an example to show you, in fact, how we could operate. Let's go over to Luke chapter 4, please. And let's just get your mind accustomed to hearing what I'm about to say here. Luke chapter 4. And in Luke chapter 4, this is when Jesus got up and announced, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And he went right on down and proceeded to tell them about in verse 23. And he said to them, you will surely say to me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. And he started talking in verse 25 about, I tell you of a truth that many widows. So he started to talk about this next life, this supernatural life, this life in the kingdom of God. So as he began to talk about all of this, it says in verse 28, and all they that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up to thrust him out of the city, and led him into the brow of the hill, wherein their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. So here they are going to push him off a cliff. Why? They're getting angry about what he's saying. Now he's telling them the truth, but they get mad about it. Look at verse 30. And he passing through the midst of them went his way. All right, let's just stop right there, because that right there we need to deal with right there. Now, how did your mind process that? He passed right through the midst of them. How did your mind process that? See, all right? See, he passed right through the midst of them, all right? So, this, I'm telling you how my mind processed it. Something happened to his visible state. Or something happened to the eyes of them that were there. Either way, something supernatural happened. You got what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you, if these things can happen like that, and God can work miracles like that, then we need to wake up to things that perhaps we've been dealing with that we won't have to toil and deal with like we used to anymore, but we can listen for God and be able to operate on another level that the world can't even stop us, no matter what happens or the enemy throws against us, he can't stop us. So I'm only saying that to say, when we read this Bible, we've got to read it with that mindset. We can't read it with the old mindset, because the old mindset will probably give us an imagination of something that perhaps was not is not true. So I'm saying that Jesus was preaching now on the kingdom and living basically on another level. So the church is not to be limited by the world's boundaries. The church is not to be limited by the world's boundaries. Once you get born again, you are from another place. And like I told you before, Jesus never did say, you know, I was born in Bethlehem. He said, I was born from above. And now I'm only saying that because that's what Jesus said. Now, don't go out there and get strange. But I'm just letting you know what Jesus said, because Jesus now is feeding into his mind, into his consciousness, this supernatural all the time. He's feeding, he's not allowing himself. See, around you and I, daily, there are things that are tried to input a suggestion in you and I that we are not who God says we are. That it tries to feed it in there all the time. Let's look at another place. Look over here to at Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. All right. Let me know when you get there. Verse 35. The same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. Now that's other little ships. Have you ever heard in history the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria? I don't know whether they even teach that anymore. Do they still teach that? Okay, all right. Now, this was talking about a word that is used when a group or a, I want to see what they call it, just for lack of other words, it's a soldier or a army of people that are going to a foreign culture to colonize it. They're going from one place to another to make that place like where they came from. Okay, the word apostolos is used. We get a word apostle, the sent one. And this is Jesus with his ship and other little ships. Got it? So they're going across to the other side because they're going to replicate the culture where they came from. They're going to make that culture like their culture. Got it? So Jesus was sent from above, and he was sent to make this culture like his culture. Make sense to you? All right. Now, he's saying here, what he did, you do too. So he's teaching the disciples how to do this. So now he tells them, let's go to the other side, and he goes to sleep. Got it? In other words, you got it. Verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Last night, when we got to where I was preaching last night in South Carolina. The guy, they picked us up, pastor picked us up and everything. Said, did you have any trouble with the weather coming in here? I said, now, you know, we believers. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, praise God, praise God. Now, wait a minute, I'm making a point here. I'm making a point that whether you're in your own jet or on airlines, you got something to say about you getting from point A to point B. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that the church is supposed to be in control of the whole earth. We call the shots. Now, for you to get like that, you're going to have to forget your past. Because there has to be no condemnation. Jesus never saw himself inferior to death, to the devil, or to disaster. Never. And he said, the way I'm acting, I want you to act too. Say amen to that. Never inferior. Why? Because there are things here to try to keep you inferior. No. I'm just pumping this into you now. You all don't mind if I just get a little loud every now and then, because I feel my Cheerios. Okay. All right. So to speak. So the great storm beat into the ship, so the ship was now full. Now, this person who I know, who's a kind of apostolic mantle on him, went to Russia to start churches. He said, this verse means that it was a downward pressure on their minds, and it was thrusting against their minds. And so the enemy basically is after your thinking. Because that is the way that he needs to get into your life. He's got to enter in through something out of your thinking. So now what happened? It says in verse 38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Let me put it in the common word. We're about to die. Don't you care? No. Verse 39, and there arose, and he arose and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. All right. Stay with me. Not only did he break the law of, Lord have mercy. Not only did, I don't want to get too deep, Lord have mercy. Not only did he stop the storm, he broke the law of time. See, he wasn't waiting for the storm to pass. You don't have time for that. No, wait a minute. What I'm going to get at is all of this has got to get in you. See, if you can see yourself like he saw himself, and it is possible because that's what he wants you to do, then you can do what he did. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and that was a great calm. All right. Let's stop right there. So, who do you think it was that was trying to stop him from getting to the other side? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. It was Satan. All you have to do is drop down and look at the next verse.
chapter 5, verse 1.
And they came into the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. And he had dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. See? Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Watch this. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, you torment me not." Now, who was that talking? That was the devil, Satan. Guaranteed the man didn't move his mouth. Satan was using his vocal cords. And this man was being used. And what happened, if you read on down there, Jesus said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is what? Legion. For we are what? Many." Now, out of a pack of demons, which one is allowed to speak first? The leader. He's called the strong man. And that leader was there working through that man, and that man was being used as a cup. And he was being used as a vessel for these demons, for him to be in control of things along that whole coastal region. He was in control of it. The demon was. Now you say, "Well, wait a minute, demons can't affect weather." Oh, they can. Hold your hand right there and turn back to Job. I'm trying to help you now, because if you don't, you just go through the earth and think, you know, "Well, you know, yeah, we had some bad weather to come up and so forth." And so, no, no. The enemy might be trying to stop you from getting to your destiny. That just didn't happen to happen to your money. But what we're trying to do is get you spiritually sensitive so you'll know that it's something behind that. Amen. But we're going to cut him off tonight. This is the book of Job. You might need a job, but this isn't job. This is Job. Okay, look what it says here in Job chapter 1. Have you got it? So here comes the enemy, comes in against Job, verse 13. "And there was a day when the sons and the daughters were eating and drinking in their elder brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, 'The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am alone escaped alone to tell thee.' While he was yet speaking, there came also another. He said, 'The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up the sheep and servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee.' While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, 'Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elder brother's house, and behold, there came a great," come on, "wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, fell upon the young men, and they're all dead." Now, God didn't send that weather. The devil was behind that. Now, I'm not trying to give him any power, but I am going to turn you to Luke, in Luke chapter 10. And let me know when you get there with your smart self. Say amen to this. Verse 17. "And the 70 again returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, behold, I give unto you power. Oh, Lord have mercy. To tread on serpents, come on. And on, come on. Over and scorpions over all the power. Underline all. Would you underline all, please? All the power of the enemy. And what shall hurt you? Nothing. You don't have anything to be afraid of. You are not inferior to anything in this earth. Everything is subject to you in the name of Jesus. Every cancer, every poverty and lack and debt, if you can name it, you can claim it. If you can speak it out of your mouth, you can have it. Say amen to that. Now come on back over there. I'm going to show you something. And I'm going to show you how Jesus had this kind of authority. Because this is where he's trying to get them. He's trying to get them to leave the realm that they're operating in, which is the realm of the natural, and go into their spirit man. With the heart, man believeth. That's not the blood pump. That's your spirit in here. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What is salvation? It's deliverance, it's healing, it's preservation, it's soundness, it's prosperity. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. Say amen to that. A lot of things, the Christians have been so carnal and they think it's just coincidental, just coincidence. And boy, you got to start binding and loosing. You got to be sensitive in the spirit and listen to the voice of the good shepherd. He'll tell you what to do. Are you with me? Lord have mercy. Come on back over here to Mark chapter 4. I didn't mean to preach like this tonight. Mark chapter 4. Are you with me? And he said, verse 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Keep going. How is it that you have, come on, no faith? Now, where you see the word fearful, just add timid. Timid. Oh, I'm just shy. No, you ain't. You're full of fear. Because the righteous are as bold. Come on, come on. All right. Now let me tell you where I'm taking you here. Let me just read the last part. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of who? Man is this, that even the what? Wind and the sea obey him. Turn to Mark chapter 11. Now you know this well. This is a scripture Brother Hagin taught for how many years? 40 years or something. All right. Now this is a story, account of Jesus speaking to a tree. Are you with me? And look at verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came and happily he might find anything on it. And he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now don't let that fool you, making you think that it wasn't yet time for the figs to manifest. No, it had passed the time. This tree was not giving out fruit. And Jesus answered and said, no man eat food of you hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it. All right. And then they came down to Jerusalem. Let's go all the way down to verse 19. And when the evening was come, they went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you curse is what? Withered away. And Jesus said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, say I'm a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall what? Believe that those things that he what? Says, come on, shall come to pass. What will he have? All right. All right, you ready? I'm going to give you my notes. Look beyond the problems that you may have in your job, in your home, in your church. Look to the spiritual realities that underlie them. So there is something spiritual that's causing something natural to be. Say in the natural what you want to come to pass in the spiritual. Boy, that's good preaching, man. Yeah. You ain't gonna mess with me. Boy, that's good preaching, man. Say in the natural what you want to come to pass in the spiritual. Jesus walked in the house of Jairus and announced, "She's not dead, she's just asleep." That means if she's asleep, he can go and wake her up. Did he? Yep. Because he said it. And the body of Christ is supposed to be in complete control over the whole earth. Come on, folks. We got to get this thing down in us now. See, some people in here, well, Reverend now, Reverend. Oh, man. I'm going to pray for you. But see, when you got this kind of power, you don't need to get mad at nobody. Because there's nothing they can do to stop you. Now, where am I going with this? This is apostolos. This is Jesus going to colonize another place. He's going to take the kingdom to that place. But the devil is trying to hold him up. Got it? But Jesus rose up. Not in the flesh, in the spirit. He spoke to the wind first. That's the unseen. Because it's the unseen that's causing this scene to act up. So you got shortage in your pocketbook. You need to start speaking to the wind. Because my God promised to meet all your needs. You got problems in your house, strife in your house, speak to strife. Say, I break the power of strife in this house. Now, once you broke it in the spirit, it cannot manifest in the natural. Yes, sir. It's got to dry up and go away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boy, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Yes, sir. And my point to you is this where the Christians have got to go? And the reason why many of us haven't gone anywhere is because we're trying to stay in good with the other Christians who not going anywhere and those who don't want to go anywhere. We got to leave here. Boy, that was God right there. We got to leave here. Boy, can't y'all feel that? We got to leave here.
Yes, sir.
You've been here too long. It's time for you to leave here. I'm talking to you by the Spirit of God right now. This is not me talking. This is the Spirit of God talking. Woo!
Yes, sir.
He told Abraham, come on out of there. Out of your kindred and your kind and out of your father's house and all that unbelief. Come on into a land that I'm going to show you. It's a land filled with milk and honey. You got to leave here. Boy, that power, that's the power of God, man. That breaking yokes right there. Leave here. devil ain't gonna hold your money up no more, because you're gonna leave here.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. You know I didn't plan to do that. But see, we're talking about spiritual things. I'm giving you a short course in spiritology. Come on now, say it, spiritology. Yes, sir. You are a spirit. Now act like it.
Yes, sir.
Don't let that flesh hold you no longer. That flesh is not going to tell you where you can go. That flesh is not going to tell you what you can do. That flesh is not going to tell you what you can have, because you're about to leave here. Boy, that's a message right there. Now let me just show you, because we're not talking about just for your life, but we want to elevate you to the point that you can use your faith and your operation in this dominion mindset, and you can set a whole lot of other people free. Say amen to that. Amen. Folks, I believe that we can come into a place where we can decree a thing one Wednesday night that everybody's debt in here is either paid off or canceled. And by the next Wednesday night, everybody's debt will be either paid off or canceled. Because we're fixing to leave here. Now, I'm telling you, it might be people that don't want to see that happen. Hey, well, Pastor, just trying to get them people excited. Oh, no, honey. I'm telling you, if Jesus can speak to a storm, you can speak to it too. If Jesus can speak to a tree, you can speak to it too. If Jesus can speak to a dead man, you can speak to it too. I'm just saying that he's saying whatever he did, I can do too. So I'm about to leave him. Woo! Let me just show you something. Put something right there. Let's go to one more place. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Now, what he said, we speak, we got to believe what we say is going to what? Come to pass. And we will have, come on, whatsoever we say. Let's go over to 2 Kings in chapter 6 real quick. Glory to God. Or 2 Kings chapter 7. And this is when there was a famine. Well, we've been talking about that famine tonight. See, when that come back up like that, you got to know God is about to, trying to say something. Say amen to that. Now, Jesus demonstrated the authority by which mankind has been given. This is what you've been given as a believer. Now, understand, even though sometimes we like to talk loud, the volume of your words has nothing to do with the power behind it. Because the power is coming from the Spirit. Say amen to that. All right, this is when the prophet of God, in the middle of a famine, began up, got up and said, oh, la ba 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 sata. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I can't help it, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in here now. The Holy Ghost is in here now. I said, the Holy Ghost is in here now. Something's in here. I said, something is in here. I feel like a little dancing music. Woo! Hey! Yeah! I got a feeling. Hey! Woo! The The Holy Ghost is in here now. Finish. Second Kings chapter 7. Then Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow." See, y'all catching it now. You catching it now, see? Y'all receive it now. All I had to say was tomorrow. We don't even need to wait till next Wednesday. Tomorrow. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee. Boy, y'all got it now, y'all. Y'all got the Holy Ghost now. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel and $10 million in your bank account. With the heart, man, believe. Don't say something your head gonna believe. Say something your head don't believe. So notice what he said. Tomorrow, I'm gonna put him on words. Everybody up in here gonna be rich. Now, I didn't say it, the man said it. Watch it. Verse 2. Then a Lord whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, you're going to see it with your eyes, but you're not going to partake of it." Now, turn to Romans chapter 3. I'm going to just finish right there. Praise God. There's a whole lot more I want to share with you tonight, but we got to get out of here. Because I got to let you go home and get that miracle in your life. That's something about to happen to you. That's something about to happen to you. Now don't pay attention to somebody by you that don't believe all this. Don't do that. I'm going to give you a scripture for them right now. Look at Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid, let God be truth and every man be a lie. Hey, hey, yo! Give the Lord a praise. That's all we got for tonight. Now, what is the key to bringing this to pass? Faith. You got to see yourself with kingly authority. You got to see yourself as a right. You have a right to manage this earth. That every place you go, the devil's got to give it up. That we are dismantling his systems and dispossessing his squatters. If he's on your land, he's got to get off. If he's holding back your health, he's got to give it up. Now, I know that this seems a little extreme, but God is extreme. And if you follow him, you will be extreme. I said extreme. I'm extremely rich. I'm extremely blessed. I'm extremely healed. I'm extremely at peace. Give the Lord a shout. That's all we have for tonight. Well, we had an extremely good time here tonight. Now, don't you go home and let the devil talk you out of your rights. You open that door tonight and say, "Who up in here?" If you're here tonight, God has spoken to your heart about being born again, getting in on the blessings of God, that you don't have to live anymore in shame and toil and fear and without. God is saying, "Follow me."